walk home. And also probably not until Christmas break. Principal Gentry would not be amused by my need for spirits of the liquid kind, rather than being filled by the Holy Ghost. Prayers and blind optimism and possibly a healthy dose of stupidity had led me to this place. I'd signed the lease and gone back to my home in Turnbull to pack up the rest of my things. Not that there was that much, thank goodness, because it would have been relocated into storage and wait for moving day. That day was now here, our new life, coming right up. First, I should probably unpack and dust and try not to laugh hysterically until I cried. Swallowing hard, I let my gaze wander the infinitesimal space. That echoing sound in my head was the universe chuckling at me now, I was sure. You wanted a place near school, ta-da, enjoy. It wasn't as if the apartment was bad per se. Yeah, it was small. Optimistically, the listing had called it a one-bedroom. So what if the closet in my place in Turnbull was almost as big? I wasn't one of those women with mountains of shoes or a ton of clothes. I actually had a few sensible basics that I paired with some of the more eclectic pieces in my wardrobe. See? Practical. That was me. Perhaps that was why Tommy had dumped me twice. What I considered being a freak in bed might be Tommy's version of ho-hum. God. Now I was getting depressed over something other than my choice in living spaces. Hell. Choice? I had no options if I wanted to live in town and not put it off any longer. Now I was here, and I was going to make the best of it. I moved to the gigantic window, the best-selling feature of the apartment. Okay, the only selling feature of the apartment, and smiled at the view. The building was at an angle across from the lake, and from up here, I could see the brightly colored sailboats merrily bobbing along the water. There was one of my students from last year, Sarah Wilkes, running along with her puppy's leash in one hand and a kite in the other on the grassy area near the gazebo. Her mother stood nearby, chatting with a few other women about her age, her friends. You know, that's what I needed. A bunch of girlfriends. I had some in Turnbull, mostly teachers at my former school and a few women I'd known in high school, but no one especially close. I didn't have a best friend. Well, I'd sort of started calling Sage my best friend in my head, but I didn't tell her that because it was probably creepy. We hadn't known each other all that long, and she already had a best friend. But she was definitely the closest pal I'd had in, well, ever. Yet another reason I'd wanted to move into the town proper, along with a new view to wake up to every day. I wanted to find a peer group. But not in those words. That was teacher speak. I was looking for a bunch of badass bitches who didn't think I was a weirdo for feeling sorry for my ex and sleeping with him instead of just, I don't know, sharing a pizza in commiseration over his grandmother. Instead, I'd shared my nether regions. And, sigh. My stomach was growling. I shouldn't have thought of pizza. The diner was just on the block, and maybe Sage was working. Oh, duh. She so was not. She didn't work Saturdays anymore. Not since she had a smoking hot husband and a little one to get ready for. Two things I would probably never have. Pizza, however. That I could make happen. I sat down bare-legged on the still sawdusty floor and grabbed my purse to dig out my phone. I swiped it on and blinked at the flurry of texts from Allie, Sage's real best friend. She was super nice and seemed to have her hands full with her baby boy and a little girl who'd been in the other kindergarten last year. We didn't know each other that well, but we'd hung out a bit recently after Sage had introduced us. We'd also chatted at the dinner after Sage and Oliver's Vegas wedding. As much as we could, anyway. Considering the night had been fun chaos mixed with some Sage-sized pandemonium. Still, Allie and I were only acquaintances at best. Perhaps that would change? Already smiling, I read her texts. Hey there, hope it's okay I'm texting you. Got your number from Sage. Well, she didn't give it to me. I stole it. My smile turned into a frown. Huh. Okay.